Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like you to enjoy a visit to a private chapel which belongs to the Ginazzi family right in the heart of Rome. One of Rome's best kept secrets, by the way, as it's closed to the public. This time our guide to the site is a professor of fine arts. Her name, a familiar one, Breda Innes. I found my way into a little private chapel called the Chapel of the Ginazzi, because it belongs to the Ginazzi family, a well-known family here in Rome. And I'm sitting in this chapel together with Breda Innes, who's a professor of fine arts. Well, Breda, it took us a while to get in here. It's a private patrician chapel, early 1900s, perhaps?
Yes, redone in 1939.
So obviously we went in through a courtyard. The door doesn't let onto the street at all. On the ceiling of this little chapel, there's a rectangular painting, oil on stone, of the Pentecost, which is extraordinary here in Rome. There are not many of those around, are there?
I felt like Sherlock Holmes running around Rome looking for the Pentecost. Consider that this event in the church life is literally the foundation of the church, the day when the Holy Spirit came down on top of the apostles and gave them the strength and gave them their power of evangelization. So it's a theophanic event. But very strange that you don't find so many paintings of this subject after the Middle Ages for some reason. And I thought it would be quite easy in Rome to find many Pentecosts, but no. So after a long search, I find this one here. It's attributed to Lanfranco, the Emilian painter, done in the early 1600s. It was in another position in the building, in the older building. This palace was reconstructed in 1939, and then it was moved here to the ceiling in that period.
I have to thank the Countess Ginazzi for letting us view
this
wonderful place.
Absolutely, because looking at it now, you can see how worth it. This is a magnificent piece, and probably if you're sitting below and trying to look at it from below at the ceiling, it's a bit hard on your neck, but the vision itself is magnificent. You have the Mother of Christ in the middle, and now she represents the church, so she's literally the foundation representative of the church. She's also the Mother of the Apostles. And then you see here the 12 apostles in different positions. They're all looking in different directions, almost in an upwards movement, but looking at the sky, pushing back their necks, looking in astonishment, in disbelief. They can't believe what's happening. The strength and the power of the Holy Spirit coming down on top of them, which is contrasted with the Madonna, who's sitting in the middle with her blue robes, very tranquil, meditative, etc. But, and then above her head you have the Holy Spirit surrounded by a glow.
Symbolized as a dove.
Yes, yeah. The gold around the dove is, you could say, the spiritual power which is coming in an invisible way on top of the apostles below. Sometimes you get the apostles in the company of another 12 figures holding scrolls, and it means that when the Holy Spirit came, he spoke to everybody in different tongues. So everybody heard their own language. But here you have long rectangular painting divided into sections, almost like panels in a sense.
It's and almost a study, Breda, of hands and necks, because they're all looking upwards,
yes,
the apostles,
yes,
and they're moving their hands in,
yes,
some way. I mean, nobody's looking down to earth.
No, because this is an event which is coming from above. So,
except Our Lady.
Yeah, she's the meditation factor and the mediator, in a sense, between the observer and the event itself. What's nice about this painting is you have all the apostles in two lines, front line and a back line, but they're all sitting in different positions.
Flowing robes.
Yeah, flowing robes, this wonderful, luxurious quality which Lanfranco gave to his figures, so it's very likely to have been done by Lanfranco. One of his students was a member of the Ginazzi family who worked in the original chapel that they had. Also here you have some works by Minelli, who was a student of Bernini, and then you have some works of Cosimo Fancelli, again, a very famous sculptor. So it's a tiny chapel with some massive names on the walls. But the piece itself, you get this marvellous feeling that everybody is shocked. And this is made more so by the fact each side of the painting you have two figures of the apostles, rather larger than life. They're much larger even than the Madonna. And then as you go towards the centre, they're all sort of slightly bent to one side or another side, with their hands on their knees or their hands up in the air or their faces backwards looking up, or and they're sitting behind in another row, rows of blues and reds and violets and yellows and orange. It's a symphony of colour. It's almost like he tried to portray in a symphony the sense of the arrival of the Holy Spirit through colour.
Thanks there once again to the Ginazzi family for having allowed us to enter this chapel, and of course to Breeder Ennis for showing us around. Breeder is a professor of fine arts at the American University of Rome, and of course an artist herself. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.